The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people, on the regular chat? Truth Bomb says, if you are going to critique the female postpartum body, you should do it shirtless, wearing bike shorts, bro. Can we calm down, everyone? Can I be let to express my view first before you judge me? This show is not about the postpartum female body. The show is about a debate that was initiated by RFH, and we need to talk. There are so many layers to this. The first thing I would say about RFH is I'm not going to reveal any privy information about RFH, but RFH is this weird female liberal, and she's been hanging out on the private speeches of Richard Spencer. She's been there. In fact, last time I appeared on Spencer, she was there, and we kind of debated a little bit on something about the city girls and bigotry against the males out of the city. But she is this bizarre woman who sometimes takes absolutely delusional, weird feminist positionings on Twitter, and there's a lot of people who tell me, Jeff, she's with Richard Spencer, she's now his girlfriend. I don't know that. I have no way to verify this. I'm never gonna ask my friend Richard if that's the case. I don't care about knowing this, but everyone says this, and she keeps talking about pregnancy these days, and people are saying she must have a baby from Richard Spencer. And I have no information about this. I will never ask Richard about this. It's when I have a professional relationship with someone, I do not ask about their private life. But I just want to say publicly, if Richard Spencer has inseminated this fucking crazy cougar, arguing feminist, rad femme Hitler, that's that's what RFH means, by the way. I want to say, this is art. This is fucking art. Absolutely beautiful. You know, these gay people who they splash live, they splash walls, they stick bananas on walls. That is not art. Inseminating a psycho leftist racist rad femme Hitler RFH, that is art. If that happened, I'm filled with respect for Richard Spencer, and I would take some credit for that baby if it exists. If the baby exists, if the story is true, listen, I believe that Richard Spencer may have been inspired by me, by my life story as a guy who has inseminated crazy woman. I would say that the baby may not carry my genes, but I would say I consider myself 33% father in this if it exists. Truth Bomb says, poor Spencer, that is a desperate move. No, I don't think it's desperate. I think it's the funniest thing. The funniest thing, and Kekus Maximus, whatever is the funniest thing will happen. We are in the Elon Musk era of the internet, and I think that is absolutely fitting. I'm super excited, by the way, guys, before we dig into this whole subject that she started, super excited about the coming background. Behind me, it's going to get more beautiful, and I think it's going to be absolute art. I'm currently staining various shades of brown onto squares, which will eventually form Minecraft block type of texture, but Minecraft blocks texture, pixelated, made of wooden block. And I'm going to build a world behind me, and I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful. I'm very excited because of all the times I've been building a studio and then losing it or running away, of all the times I've been through this business, I've always been on a short time pressure to build a studio. I've always done it the quickest I could. But this one is kind of an art. It's an artwork that I'm taking the time to do. So it's not going to show up instantly behind me, but maybe within the next weeks, it's going to come to be displayable. And I want it to be my most beautiful background to date. Borup says, why Minecraft? Is it a favorite of yours for the kids? I can't say that I've been playing Minecraft much, nor that I've been introducing my kids to Minecraft. But I like the spirit. I like the history of Minecraft. Minecraft is truly was programmed by a guy, was put up there on the internet and became this giga commercial thing that was bought out by Microsoft eventually. It is a success story of an internet success. And Mojang Studios, you know, they ran on their own for a long time, probably made enormous amounts of money. To me, Minecraft is, I don't play it that much. I've played it very little, actually. Very little Minecraft playing I've been doing. But it is an aesthetic that is so typical and so spirited by the forces of the internet that I like the way it looks. Corvin Callsign says, JF of Hold had to create a studio that could fit in a suitcase. Ah, man, yeah, in a way, yes. I've never really had the chance to settle and say, wow, this woman is so stable. I know I'm going to be here 20 years down the line. that did not happen in my life. It did not happen, and therefore, I've always been on abandoning studios because studios are very hard to carry. You know, they're big panels and they're too long and they're not really worth it because you can rebuild them so easily. It's not really worth it to deliver them, and you're going to break most of it if you get them delivered by a company. Corvin Callsign says, Notch, the creator of Minecraft, came out as based after he cashed Microsoft's check. I don't know that he came out as based. I'm not aware of this. I don't know. Maybe. Just let me know about the... I'd be interested in consulting the links on this. If you would like to support the show, use the streamlabs.com jfgtonight/tip link. Streamlabs super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. You can also use Entropy. Both links are in the description as well as in the chat as a pinned message. A retard finder. Before we dig into RFH, there's this guy, retard finder. He's been rising very late on the internet. You know, post the buying of X by Elon Musk, he showed up and the whole idea is I find retards. So the whole idea is people are adding him on X. They're saying, hey, look, this is retarded. And this guy says, oh, I have found a retard. He's one of these extremely kind of commercially run, very, very not personal accounts, anonymous person, trying to get a format, just like Defiant L's and all of these. James, are you still getting my PayPal payment? Bro, every month. Every month, I get a PayPal payment that James started like 7 years ago. And I'm like, I receive this email every month that James, a very loyal fan of mine, has sent me $5 every month. That happens, and I'm like, hopefully James is not dead. I'm like, hopefully I'm not draining from a dead man's PayPal account. But I'm happy to see you on the regular chat. I'm happy that you know you consent to this sending of money, because yeah, I mean, there were times in my life where, you know, the $30 or the $40 that James had sent me that I'd accumulated in my PayPal account, there were times in my life where it paid my last gas tank to get somewhere safe. So I'm very thankful for your donations across the years. So there's this guy, I Find Retards. He's part of this whole generation of super formatted X accounts that are not very personal, that I have critique of these accounts. Very often they are accounts in line with some line of power, like Peter Thiel or Palantir style, Bapsphere type of guys. But this guy, I've never been sure about him, whether he's an agent of the system, whether he has the capacity to be intellectually disruptive. I don't know. But he's been crashing out in the last 24 hours. So at first he said, talk to me about how you would like my account is going in a bad direction. He seemed discontent, and he deleted his account. So that led people to say, oh my God, he's gone. But then he reinstated his account and he said, ignore everything I do for the next 24 hours. I'm crashing out. Bro, internet personalities and their moments of depression, it is so heartbreaking because it's a tough business. And you have people, they paint themselves into a corner and they have to keep going with it. And at first they make money and then they become kind of blasé about it. It's so sad because I've been doing this job forever and loving it. I've been doing this job before people were getting paid to have impressions on X. I've been doing this job of an internet personality for as long as it's been possible to do so. And I've survived waves. I've seen these guys come and go and get their moments of depression and their moments of giving up and deleting everything and then coming back and regretting it. It's so special, these moments. But in the end, I love them, and they shouldn't be depressed. A lot of this game is about knowing how to surf on the waves of highs, but also knowing that tomorrow will be darker and that it's going to get harder. And perhaps your format is limited. Perhaps there is a time in the future at which you won't be able to get attention, at which it's going to get harder, at which maybe there will be market demand for something else than what you provide. And you have to blow through all of this. And ultimately, you have to like the art. You have to like the art that you produce and say, I don't care if it brings me 20,000 X income this month. I like the art and I'm going to keep doing it. Pépin Labule says, it's getting dark here in Quebec. Do you mean dark outside? Do you mean the sun? Or do you mean... I don't know what you mean, but okay, it's getting dark in Quebec. So let's talk about RFH, because she went super viral. Well, within the right-wing spheres, she went viral for commenting on a tasteful Lindy post here on Twitter. I've had multiple women in New York City tell me they don't want to get pregnant because they're afraid of what it will do to their body. Much more common fear now. And RFH says, that's because men are disgusted by postpartum bodies. Now, this is an important moment, and this is why it went viral. It's because there's a part of truth in this. RFH is not incorrect. But at the same time, to be focused on this little part of truth, and rather than see the bigger picture, is the big failure of RFH and the big failure of these women who say, I'm not going to get a baby because my body. It is the complete wrong way to interpret a fact that is true. And that is why there's so much tension around this tweet. It's like, you don't quite know how to approach it. Do I acknowledge that RFH is right in some form? Do I focus more on the fact that she's wrong in her worldview if she cares about it? That is what we're going to talk about today. So, first and foremost, anything that you may care about that leads you to the decision of not having babies is an error. Anything. That is a rule of existence. You may think that you want a society like this, or you want to impact the world of art or science in some way. Or you may think you want hedonism, you like pleasure. You may think, I want to be happy. You may think, I want to be successful. I want a career. I want to be attractive. I want people to love me. Anything that you believe is valuable cannot be a justification for not having babies. Because whatever you value, if you don't have baby, if you're not capable of combining it with baby making, you are headed toward non-existence. And in the next generation, there will be less people like you caring for whatever it is that you cared about. In other words, for living things, we need to find ways to be sustainable. And the first no-no rule, of sustainability is you have to be intergenerationally continuous. If you care too much about science and it leads you not to have a family, the world of tomorrow is emptied of science. If you care about your New York career and the attention of people on the internet, the next generation, and it leads you not to have babies, the next generation is completely empty of people like you. So there are a lot of evolutionary traps and baits that we must not bite. We must not fall for. If you focus too much on your career and it leads you to start having babies too late in life, you are reducing your evolutionary success. Those careers in the end will not exist anymore at some point in the future. And a second point that I want to make is the very fact of having attention for females, this youthful beauty that a beautiful 20 to 26-year-old has, this youthful beauty that is kind of uncapturable. It's like once a woman gets 30, 35, impossible that she looks as beautiful as a 20 to 24-year-old. This youthful beauty is a use-it-or-lose-it thing. And the problem of these women who want to extend this moment forever is, first, it's not going to be available forever. You're going to lose it. So don't center your life around this youthful beauty. You will lose it for sure. And for most women, except little exceptions with surgery and stuff, but for most women, you are going to have lost this youthful beauty by the time you're 27, 28. And then for extremely beautiful and thin women, they can extend it maybe 30. And then there's Megyn Kelly. But this is orc farming at this point. It's like, let's create a new form of youthful female, 80-year-old youthful female, Megyn Kelly. But for most women, you won't have access to the financial resources to make you look youthful. Therefore, there's two ways. There's basically two things you can do with this use it or lose it power of the youthful beauty. You can use it to its natural end. Its natural end is to secure a husband that is trustable, that will love you down the line, and that will be with you, and you'll make lots of babies, and you'll care for all these babies. That's the function of youthful beauty. Nature decided, I invest a lot on making them youthfully beautiful, and I invest a lot on the male brain to find this youthful beauty interesting, because it's an important moment where everything will be determined, and they need to secure the best husband they can, and therefore they need to be beautiful during those years. And it's also those years that are important, because it's the only years where you can have a hope of having a genetic descent of 5, 6, 8, 10 babies. If you start later, you don't have this hope. The second thing you can use for it's the natural beauty for is what it hasn't evolved for. And it's a complete mistake of the modern world to be using your youthful beauty for it. And it's the generation of porn, public attention, becoming a public speaker, but oh, look at my boobs. It's all of these things that women do on OnlyFans, engaging publicly, using their youthful beauty to attract public attention. That is, and also rising into private careers. So it's the OnlyFans doesn't stop on the internet. The OnlyFans plays out all the time in these cities like New York, where women will escalate the business ladder, become CEO, and they're beautiful, and it's not random. More beautiful women make it further into academia, they make it further into business, they rise the ladder faster. That is a very bad misuse of your beauty. Why? Because that wasn't the function of beauty first. You are playing against your own genetic interest when you do this. You are misusing. First, you are engaging in deception. Because all of these people along the way that will send you money on OnlyFans, or that will pay visual attention to you and your porn videos, or that will escalate you to CEO even if you don't deserve it because you're beautiful. All of these people, they all had the hope of fucking you. And they didn't get what they want, or maybe some of them got what they want. But in any case, you've been using deceptive leverage and deceptive hopes that you would have interest in them, and the fact is you don't. And in fact, the fact is that you are so invested in using your youthful beauty to something else than it was designed for, that you are deceiving perhaps tens of thousands of men in the process. The men on OnlyFans, the pay pigs, the betas, the people who dream but can't even pay for your OnlyFans special access. This is a misuse of female beauty. Now that this is said, we have to talk about the different phases of the couple and why RFH statement about postpartum bodies is true, but true in a trivial way and not true when you understand the bigger picture. And it's an error that a lot of women are committing. After the pregnancy, they become completely unhinged, they want more attention, they want more sexual lust, when it's not really the time. Here's what's important. Once your youthful beauty has been used to secure a man, this man will be in love with the youthful image that you had when he fell in love with you. And when you become pregnant, you will be a little more fat. You will, and even in fact, after you give birth, you will be a little more fat. You will have, your skin will have marks of having been used, basically. You will be like a used object. And you will have basically features of aging that, go with the time, because a pregnancy is 9 months. So you'll be older at the end of the pregnancy as you were before. All of these factors are objectively reducing your visual beauty. So RFH is right. Now, I wouldn't say men are disgusted by postpartum bodies, but fundamentally, she's right. She's expressing it in a harsh way. It's not exactly disgusted. I wouldn't say that. But it's objectively, if someone else that isn't attached to the child, if someone else that isn't the progenitor looks at you on a picture, he's going to rate you 2-3 points down. And that is absolutely understandable, because males evolutionarily had to be adjusted to be attracted to virginity. And any sign that you have been through a pregnancy means that you are already invested in existing babies, means that there are other men who have already claimed the insemination, and therefore means that any future children you might have will be less valuable and more divided in terms of your care and attention than the children that you could have with a virgin. For this reason, the signs of bodily pregnancy are also the signs of lesser beauty. They're the same, because the male is trying to detect. The male who's attracted to a fresh-looking, beautiful, thin, 20-year-old woman, that man is actually trying to detect what is the best way I can have 8 children. And the best way you can have 8 children is by choosing someone who doesn't seem like she's been pregnant 4 times already. Corvin Kallstein says, any woman that gives me 8 kids is more attractive than any thin, beautiful, youthful tot. That is what I want to come, that is what I want to be headed toward. So RFH is correct only in the space of pure visual objective beauty. And this is the space where narcissistic females live. This is the space where porn stars live. This is the space where OnlyFans women live. This is the space where these women who are misusing their beauty for any other purpose, that's where they're concerned. They only care about this objective youthful beauty, because they don't know that life ultimately is about something else, and that their youthful beauty was just a transitionary stage, and there is something after. Now, let me tell you, if you're a woman, if you don't understand the importance of this transition, you will mess up your life seriously, and you will crash out at 30, 35, 40, when you realize that, holy shit, you still have 20, 30, 40 years of life to go, and it will be an absolute uninterest, absolute lack of interest for you. If you've centered too much around the narcissistic aspect of the rewarding experience of being youthful and desired with top beauty, if you haven't prepared to a transition where you value something else in life and you surround yourself with people who value something else about you, you will have nothing. You will have nothing. And these OnlyFans girls, I hope they're making millions. Because if you don't make millions before you turn 30 and you're absolutely uninteresting, you're going to need those millions to survive down the line. You're going to need, because you're not making money once you're 30. No one will be interested. They will all switch to the next. So never forget that when you use cheap signals, they are easily imitable and easily copyable. And that is why I would recommend that females don't engage at all with these displays, with these escalations using beauty. The only legitimate thing that you can get with your youthful beauty is to charm a man of quality that you can sicker forever. Now, this is what I want to explain to RFH, although we'll go through our arguments and various tweets. Don't focus on this only. Convert. Neymar fan says, Jeff forgot about the MILF industry. The MILF industry is a niche, okay? It's a niche. It's going to get harder for the woman who wants to continue her exploitation of her body. What I would say to RFH is very important. Learn to convert. Post-pregnancy, it doesn't really matter that your objective beauty is slightly lower, because you have established a link of trust and a link of dedication of yourself to a man. So the problem of these women is that they can't stick to the man. If you were able to stick to the man will have credited you in his brain for everything you've done for him. Let me tell you, if I had a woman beside me that she's been through 6 pregnancies for me and she's had 6 of my babies, I would have the highest respect for her. And it doesn't matter if she would have become fat in the process. I would credit her for the 6 babies, and therefore I would be attached to her forever. This is what women need to focus on. The reason they are so worried like RFH is because they don't have this conception that they are building a stable relationship with a man. To them, their objective market value is all that matters, because that's how they intend to, like a bee. They intend to suck the pollen from little flowers here and there, one here, one there, never settling. And that is the mindset in which you reach this conclusion. Oh, men are disgusted by postpartum bodies, so let's not have babies. You should reach the opposite. Yes, Neymar fan, RFH is a red-pilled feminist. Red-pilled on race, from what I understand. But she's really a feminist. That's the problem. So that is why people take issue with this tweet. It's because even if it's true, it illustrates a worldview that assumes narcissism, that assumes, what other men think about my body is what matters. No, once you have given birth, all that matters is that you have achieved something for the man that was the progenitor of the child, and therefore he owes you. He owes you a little bit of margin on how you look. And he will absolutely give you that margin. Unless we have a psychopath or an unstable guy, 80% of the guys will just not mind, because they will have recorded, oh, this was a sacrifice that she has done with her objective beauty for me. But women need to convert. They need to convert into, okay, now my value is with respect to this man. My value with the rest of the universe is down. But it's okay. My value is with this man. That is the nature of meiosis. That is the fundamental mechanism of sex. And you are trapped in this. There's no way out. You are trapped in this as a sexual species. You can only sacrifice yourself to the other. You can only lose a little bit of your value for everyone else and dedicate it to one man. Or you can go into these narcissistic crises after birth, demanding attention, demanding everything, and starting to mess up the whole relationship because you rate yourself not as what your man thinks of you, but you rate yourself as what the world out there thinks of you. But the world out there doesn't matter. It matters to only fan thoughts, and it matters to people who use their beauty for the wrong reason. RFH says, I'm not trolling. Men don't even hide the fact that they're disgusted by postpartum bodies. And if women don't want to have children under those circumstances, that's their business. I've decided to have them anyway. But if another woman doesn't, I think that's perfectly fair. Birthing and raising children takes a lot of work and sacrifice. And if you can't trust that the father of those children won't disrespect you for it, then we can't act surprised that women have less of an interest in becoming mothers. I believe she, again, that's kind of, she seems like maybe she's autistic and she likes to state truths that are just technically true. Like, I think that she has the honing power of autism. She's, yes, it's true that men will find you less beautiful, but don't tell me that your husband won't be proud of the children that you're giving him the opportunity to raise with you. The only way your objective beauty matters is if you have a plan to resettle with someone else. If you are with the husband that had the baby, and if you are staying loyal to him and with him, and if you are not going insane after the pregnancy, then you have achieved credit in his eyes, and he's going to respect you for it. Now, don't demand that he looks at you with sexual lust of the kind that he had from the beginning, because the sexual lust will slightly reduce. But build instead of the sexual lust, instead of, I want your eyes, I want your attention, I want you to want me so hard. Accept that your relation is now based on a even more desirable standing, an even more durable standing. Trust the fact that we have this baby, we're raising it together. Those are the things to value. Not whether the guy is salivating as he looks at you naked. Ty Rogerson says, I tell them I don't care about fake nails. They should never wear them. Then they put on fake nails. Who for? Yeah, the fake nails thing is a very cheap thing. Personally, it's like there's this woman out there. Every woman with fake nails, apparently, are not naturally beautiful. And it's kind of shocking. Like, okay, you've invested some money onto having these super long nails. You know, there may have been a better investment in perhaps losing some weight. There's no way fake nails excite me. There's no way I'm like, oh, fake nails. Ooh. Yeah. Absolutely in violation of natural beauty. Borup says, the right dismissing men as idiots, but still valuing their ideas about your body as valid. You can't pick and choose viewpoints to fit your selfish narrative. Yeah. Yes, there is a misunderstanding of male in these statements. So here again, RFH says, I simply listen to the words men say and take them seriously. And I am endlessly screamed at for believing them and repeating them. It's right, RFH, but what we'd like you to reach is the realization that your sacrifice is not so dramatic, that you were going to lose it anyway, by the way. Like, what does pregnancy set you back onto your onto the clock of your aging. Not so much. Maybe 20 pounds on average, you know, and I'm even talking about those females who don't exercise after, because a lot will actually be able to return to their normal weight. But let's say that pregnancy gives you the equivalent of 2 years of aging. If you don't sacrifice this youthful beauty to being pregnant while you're young, you're going to lose it. And it's going to have served nothing to society. It's going to have served nothing. It's going to have just deceived more men into incelism, internet dependence, or in trying to escalate the social ladder, wearing these short skirts and cute office things to escalate. It's going to have done nothing to society. So yes, it's a sacrifice that you make to have a baby, but it's not as big as these women make it to be. These women make it dramatic because they're addicted to using their body to fool crowds and to win, to make money. That's not what your body was designed to do. So, okay, you have the right to misuse it, but don't tell me it's an act of, don't frame it as a miracle that you're performing to just use it for what it's made to do. Use it for what it's made to do and then secured a trustable man in the process. And don't betray him and don't run away with the kids and don't rename the kids secretly. And you're going to have a husband for this sacrifice. Guy Slapkin says, JF, is it just another case of woman trying to castrate more beautiful woman by convincing them not to mate? She's not interested. It may very well be this. There's a whole theory of feminism that it's basically this. Feminism is this. Feminism is basically an older woman trying to reduce the reproductive success of younger women or of more beautiful women. And I think you're onto something here, because there's this trend of older age women who absolutely want to keep young women from reproducing. I mean, you see it in the way they target women, but you also see it in the way they do cancel culture against someone like me, for example. You know, I remember the Alberta housewives when they were trying to destroy my life, and I remember them saying, what's most important is we have to make sure he doesn't have a new girlfriend and inseminate her. We have to stop him from making any further baby. There is something very unhealthy about feminism where it tries to really deprive others of what the feminist often doesn't have for herself, doesn't have a large family, and therefore is counseling women toward not having large families. Cat Lady says, I always thought the long nails thing was meant to be a flex to show that they don't have to work, so it's strange to see girl bosses with them. I think it's mostly in the black community. I haven't seen much of this, or in the very, very like low class LA style white woman, maybe. But I don't remember seeing much white woman with these fake nails. So yes, RFH, you are right. But you're listening to the wrong man. You're listening to the wrong man. You're seeing that, okay, pregnancy leads to an objective, beautiful beauty removal, beauty loss. It's true. But ask the husband, because yeah, if you treat the male population as fungible, like money, you're floating onto them like a bee. You're picking something here, picking something there, drinking some Poland here, drinking some Poland there, then that reduction of beauty matters. Because then you have less professional opportunities. Then your OnlyFans won't be as good. But from the perspective of a stable relationship, if you were serious about building a stable family, that would not matter. This is why people are reacting. And NA memes, SA meme had, I think, the perfect angle on this. He said, postpartum body discourse is yet another data point making the case that we need to get these goofy gals off the internet for their own well-being. These poor ladies are logging on, listening to what the most antisocial, demented 10% of men have to say about love and dating and women, and without a single moment of pause or reflection, start drawing up plans for male concentration camps. And making matters worse, we have maladjusted cronies like RFH, whose life trajectories were altered permanently via getting guilelessly wronged by a single loser male here waiting at the ready to scare young women about how awful men are. Word selling up psycho nightmare scenarios about how all men are gay, yet also want to beat you, yet also want to plant their dysgenic moid seed inside of you, then finally laugh at your body 1 week postpartum before leaving you for a man. Very interesting. Very interesting writing here. That's to say nothing of women luring one another into social contagions like eating disorders and transmania and the rad fem to fem cell pipeline, or forming witch coven group chats designed around talking shit about girls that inevitably split up fractal style into secondary group chats to make fun of other girls' original group, which then split off into other chats for making fun of different girls, and so on and so on. Then there's the matter of the 100% per mainline crack hit to the brain that the selfie for male attention process provides for women. They can't handle it. They get addicted to those likes and reply guy comments. Other assorted up dudes and turn into shut in weirdos laying on the bed in their room at their parents' house, scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, taking picture after picture of themselves until the sun goes down. Everyone loves shaming men for porn and video games, repeating the now cliche refrain that they steal energy from men, that they should be turning towards more constructive, real-world tasks. Well, maybe there's some truth to that. But the woman version is social media equals porn. Instead of directing their social energy to their immediate surroundings, weaving local social fabrics that modern life desperately needs, they're pissing away this energy trying to impress loser men they'll never meet and start retarded discourses about how it gives them the ick when men can't find their car keys. President Trump, we implore you, create a special FOID turnet that's nothing but Pinterest and online shopping limited to 5 hours a week. America and its women will thank you. Absolutely beautifully said. There is a massive woman problem, and it is because women do not understand how to use their beauty, because their beauty has been expanded into so many unproductive useless uses, that now they are feeling that they're losing a lot when they go through pregnancy. When in fact, what they should do, this fact should only reinforce your loyalty to your husband. This is how you should react, RFH. A normally constituted woman, if you were mentally healthy, RFH, here's what you would do. You would say, oh, wow, that's a sign from nature. Pregnancy is ruining my body in terms of my value to other men. But it's not ruining my value toward my husband. Therefore, what is nature telling me here? Pregnancy is a way to commit and further the trust with my man that I will love forever, that I will be loyal to forever, and that we will raise kids together. And there is no way he's ever going to tell me that I'm a loser or ugly if I give him five babies. So underlying this anxiety of RFH is nothing else than an assumption that she doesn't want to be loyal, that she's not into this stable husband thing, and that what she's pursuing are highs and kicks to the ego that will be provided by her interface with the rest of the male world, the internet, the comments, the attention. Forget about it. Life is about sacrificing yourself and, in fact, accepting to die eventually out of tiredness for everything that you'll have given to your existing babies. That is all that matters. And if you don't value this, then you're going to experience birth as a loss rather than a gain. Gab was saying very correctly, what she doesn't understand is that the child is only valuable to the father. Other men don't see any worth in a woman pregnant with another man's child. If anything, she's just antagonizing the already sexually repressed males in our low-trust society. Exactly. The other men don't value you anymore, but the white pill of life is that it doesn't matter because you're not on the lookout. You're not shopping for other men. You have built a forever link with your husband, and you can continue building on it by having more babies. Not by sterilizing your husband, by saying, I don't want any more of your babies. You find me ugly now. You don't look at me the same way you did before. No. Accept that love changes, and love converts from a youthful sexual lust into a more of a explicit alliance. An explicit alliance based on principles, loyalty, contractual obligations, but that this ultimately is the only love that will be available to you after 35. There's not going to be youthful lust to a 40, 45-year-old body. So anyways, you're going to lose that. But concentrate on building the other aspect of the couple, which is, hey, I owe you so much because you've had 3-4 of my babies. Boombadum was sharing some of his views about females in relation to this story going viral. He says, I have a girlfriend. She's gorgeous, sweet, kind, and wants kids one day. She is possibly the first woman I have met my age that isn't immediately repulsed at the idea of having children. Every woman I've met, befriended, dated, or seen on social media has a visceral disgust for children. They sneer at them in public while clinging to their dogs. They make TikTok videos talking about how they would ban them from their gatherings. They dehumanize babies and kids. This has been a near universal experience. Something evil has overtaken young women in this country where the majority of them have a genocidal loathing towards babies. No matter how many e-girls and femoids will say, men don't want kids, there are no good men, I have never met a man, polling substantiates this, that holds the revile and disgust that most young women have for kids. Absolutely. Current society is misdirecting women into absolute misuse of their youthful beauty. And we need a public discourse that fixes this and that says, wait a minute, you are being misguided by old, frustrated feminists who didn't have any intention ever to stabilize and love a man and to be loyal and loving toward that man. And that's why in their universe, your body getting a little more a little more fat is a problem. In their universe, it makes sense. Because in their universe, the function of your body is to exploit incels on the internet. It's to use your sexual freedom to discover. But it is not to dedicate it to a man who will make good use of it. Baroop says, very true. There was this Reddit mind with girls talking about kids as parasites and spawns and babying their dogs. Oh, it's absolutely disgusting. And it's very common. They really have a... It's like almost demonic the way young females talk about the possibility of having a baby. And one thing I notice is a lot of women, they kind of experience the baby as... And I don't know if it's cultural, but they experience the baby as hurting them. They experience... And they will... Even when they get very pissed in delivery and stuff, they will start, saying fuck you to their husband. Don't do that, ladies. Don't do that. Don't become a monster and interpret the baby as being your injury that the man has done to you. Show a little respect for the process of life. And remember that you have sacrificed a little bit of your life to producing that life for your husband, and respect your husband in the process. You know, I've had these women, I remember back in the days, wanting to hurt me during the delivery, like, here, I'm gonna plant my nails into your arm. It's like, whoa, 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 woman. Have some respect here. Maybe you're experiencing pain. If I had been shot, like, as a male, you know, if I had been shot, I wouldn't be trying to communicate my pain to you by maybe trying to shoot you back or trying to stab you with a knife just so we can share pain. So there is a degree of pain that comes with pregnancy and delivery, and it's time for a woman to just accept it and don't make it harder on your husband. Just because you have fun, and don't become disrespectful of your husband saying fuck you or these other things just because you are experiencing pain. We have a spammer here. I'm going to delete it. Darko Malfoy says, what is the point of this whole thing? Always looking for the better one? How does that really work? So why do females have this obsession with their self-beauty and all? Well, it's because beauty of females has been extremely commercialized. And so we are in the process here of a exploitation of an existing sexual signal. And it's very dirty. It's very dirty that this has been pulled onto society. So you have this problem that, okay, males are attracted to certain female features that's necessary in the courtship process. That's all good. But then you have the commercialization of all these female features. And suddenly females are hired in ads because they're desirable. And you get models and you get OnlyFans. Everyone wants more of the features that used to be tied to a significant increase in your baby-making probability. Everyone wants to see the ass. Everyone wants to see the feet. Everyone wants to see the boobs, because those things used to mean you're going to have a baby. Now they don't mean this anymore. So when you commercialize a fake signal, eventually down the line it resolves. And down the line, everyone gets punished for engaging in the fake signals. The incels aren't making babies. The woman who engaged it weren't making babies. So maybe they get some money, maybe they use that money to make babies, but most of the time they won't. Most of the time they will have wasted their time making money, but not making families. So that's, you say, what's the goal of these women to be so alarmed? It's because beauty is that important. Beauty is important when it's used properly. It really determines the level of mate that you're going to find out there for yourself. The quality, it determines where you lay on the market, and a high you're gonna get on this market. RFH also comments, maybe you should ask yourself why you feel such an urge to yell at me when I claim that many men think postpartum bodies are unattractive, but never an urge to tell the men loudly proclaiming that stretch marks are disgusting to shut the fuck up. Well, and here I would say to RFH, no, it's important. It's important that we keep a public space in which the objective standards of beauties are the rule. We don't want to deceive women into thinking that they are beautiful however they are. We don't want to lie to women. We want women to understand the importance of beauty, but then we also want them to understand that loyalty and trust is a way to convert your existing relationship with a man whose baby you have birthed. And that, yes, your external beauty for the other guys will go down, but that doesn't matter at all. Because in a world where you assume that you'll be with your husband down the line, your beauty at moment T is irrelevant. Your husband remembers you at your most beautiful. Your husband remembers you at even a picture that he would have seen of you at your most beautiful. That is what your husband values you as. And in fact, the husband adds to how beautiful he finds you by the credit that you have built and the trust that you have built with him. That is what is to be valued by couples, not your objective beauty or whether you have stretch marks. That doesn't matter. Cat Lady Genocide says, maliciously planting their nails in you. Jeff already knows pain. He's seen some shit, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, it's so disgusting because it's like the way it's a way females and they want to tell you that, oh, you're so evil to have done this to me. There's no way I'm making a second baby with you. And it's so vicious. It shows up in those delivery moments, and it's hurtful. It's like, it's worse than a zero-sum game. It's like, I'm suffering, therefore I'm going to have you suffer just for fun. It's so sadistic, and it shows how sick women are these days. That's why, you know, they're on all these psychiatric medications, but very often they will have to go off of these medications to give birth and during the pregnancy, and that leads them. In fact, today, a lot of people in the last few weeks have contacted me. There's a lot of guys out there who have this problem. Their woman goes off the meds for pregnancy because they want to keep the baby natural, but then they go fucking insane. And it's like, yeah, what do you do? Well, why does it have to be so complicated? Why is the female population needing pills to just remain stable? Just not be fucking demons. That is a mystery to me. I mean, not so much of a mystery. I suspect evolutionary forces at play. I suspect that in the past, females had so little options that they were, down the line, they were constrained socially to stay as wives. And so they eventually accepted it. But now, so many possibilities have been opened to women that there's way too much temptation. There's lots of things that weren't properly selected for a woman. And now that we've given them the liberty to make all these choices, they're making the wrong choices. Just to show you, this is another story, completely separate, but it shows the point. Female appearance, female beauty is a product, and it can be used by low-level males incels on the internet. This guy says, my AI Instagram girl is bringing in 30K a month, just reached 300K. Most of her reels go viral. Nobody notices she is AI. An Indian guy, I think, Mohibur. I don't know. It looks like an Indian name to me. And someone was commenting absolutely accurately. This is the lowest level of human existence. It is better to be homeless than make money in this manner. Money is the god of most in these times. This should be illegal, and it's happening everywhere. That girl your moots with. Yep, another Indian dude scamming. It must feel terrible to be so much at the bottom of society that you are using a female face that is not yours, that is AI created, to interface with the world. That's how undesirable you are. And this shows just the desirability of these shapes. Boobs, blonde, cute, youthful. I mean, this is what generates money. But I wouldn't be able to live with myself to have this mask to interact with the internet. It's I mean, maybe if I wanted to stay anonymous, I may use some sort of guy mask. But to steal the appearance of youthful beauty, to be deceptive, to mislead people. But in many ways, what this Indian guy is doing, this would be my message to RFH. What this Indian guy is doing, you're doing the exact same thing. You're using beauty for something else. And that's why you feel that you're losing something as part of pregnancy. If you are using your beauty only to charm your husband, and you were loyal to your husband in the process, you wouldn't mind that you've lost beauty. You would have gained husband trust. You would have gained a link to your own husband. He would owe you forever for having done this. But when you're trying to cash out from beauty on public attention, public discourse, commerce, ads, OnlyFans, that's where your loss of beauty becomes an economic loss. Barub says, very good point. Thank you. Artemis says, could we say that because of the conformist nature of women, the culture negatively impacts those women who, without a patriarchy or a good father, lack great discernment? Absolutely. I would say basically women, they had in their brain, they had what I call in the moral signal, a control leak. They were willing to be influenced by other women, and it made sense 100 years ago. They were probably, you know, developing all sorts of rumor mill. Sometimes the information may have been fake, but it was kind of directing them generally in the good direction. But now, everything is fake. Everything is amplifiable. Like, you can be a woman and have 300,000 simps. You can have 1 million simps. There was no way 100 years ago you could have 1 million simps. And that's why the woman who would reach the profession of prostitute, they were truly at the bottom of society. But when you can have instant, because of the physicality of it, it's very hard to make money as a prostitute, because it's like, how much are you going to charge? And just how much dick can you suck, really? Like, I mean, it's like, it does take time to get from one client to the next, to have this little moment with them, to establish contact and excitement. It's like, you're going to have to charge at the price they charge. Sometimes I'm floored by it. I cannot believe that you can have a blow job for, like, I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's something like between $10 and $30 to get a blow job. it doesn't make sense to me. So you're going to have to suck like 12 dicks a day to make a living from it. 12 dicks a day. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. But the economics of all this have totally been changed by the internet. Because now it's feasible. Now just a picture, just a couple of pictures a week can get you 300,000 simps paying a little, paying like $2, paying $4 a month. Darko Malfoy says, Xerxes and Achilles or whatever were fighting over her. They say that Helen of Troy was the face who launched 1,000 ships. Okay, I don't know about this. So that is all I had to say for today. I hope that RFH understands why she's pressing on the wrong buttons here. I think that there's lots of misunderstanding and talking past each other in this discussion. Yes, RFH, you're right. Objective beauty diminishes slightly after pregnancy, like it would also with time. But understand that if you care that much about that, it's because you're missing another dimension of life. The dimension of fidelity, the dimension of loyalty, the dimension of being with a man forever until they die. We'll be right back.